other forensics. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. To save songbirds, biologists need to know not only where the birds live, but also where they migrate. But tracking birds that closely can be a challenge. Recently, Dustin Rubenstein at Cornell University and his colleagues at Dartmouth developed a simple way to pin down a bird's itinerary. They collect feathers left behind after the birds molt, and then analyze those feathers chemically, measuring isotopes of carbon and hydrogen.
Because we found geographical patterns in these isotopes as you move from north to south in the eastern U.S., we can use these natural patterns that vary in the different locations to figure out actually where the birds molted. And so by looking at the isotopes within each feather, we can figure out where the bird grew that feather.
For example, they used the method to study the black-throated blue warbler, which migrates to the Caribbean. They found that birds from the northern part of the range like to winter in Cuba and Jamaica, whereas others go to Hispaniola and Puerto Rico.
And this has really important conservation implications because it tells us that these birds have a really defined population structure in both seasons of their annual cycle.
So if there's a habitat loss in a particular area, biologists will know exactly where to look for an effect. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.